Segundo documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Where your story takes place.
Sure. Well, this story begins in Germany when I was traveling through Europe in, I think it was 2010, a couple of years ago.
Okay, cool. And where were you in Germany?
I was in Berlin. I had the chance to be in Berlin for a week. I was traveling with my girlfriend, and we were actually visiting our friend, who's a Canadian, but was studying in Berlin at the time, going to art college.
Okay, cool. So what did you get up to when you were there? What makes this memorable?
Well, I did a lot of really cool things in Germany and had a great time. But the thing that I remember the most is a biking trip that I took. And we actually rented bikes, and we went and visited this mountain called Teufelsberg, and I'm probably saying this wrong, but yeah, that's what I remember it being called, Teufelsberg.
Okay, I've never heard of this place. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Sure, and when I say it's a mountain, it's more like a hill, but Berlin is very flat, so it does stick out a little bit. But it's an interesting place because it's actually a man-made mountain. It's not natural. And I guess after World War II, there was a lot of debris all over the place in Berlin. And so these little man-made mountains started appearing just as people were piling up the debris. Underneath this particular hill, Teufelsberg, is actually an old Nazi college that after the war they tried to blow up but were unable to. So buried underneath this hill is a really old college, which is kind of weird.
Pretty crazy. I've never, ever heard of this place.
Right. So what makes this hill unique is during the Cold War, the Americans built a communication station on top of this hill so they could look down into East Berlin and check out what was going on down there. They could listen in. And after the Cold War was finished, this spy station was abandoned. And now there's this old American spy station that's left standing on this hill. So we biked out there on a very beautiful day and climbed up the hill and checked out this old abandoned American base, and it was really cool.
So were you able to go inside?
Yeah, it's actually, I don't think you're allowed to go inside, so I apologize to the German government if you're listening, but I went inside and it was really neat. We'll have to put a picture up for the listeners so they can check it out. But there's these big domes that are a part of the building, and when you get inside, the acoustics are very different, and you can hear a lot of sounds echoing around, and there was actually some people in there playing guitar, which sounded really, really cool. And yeah, I'm also a music guy, so I was really into the sound that was present in these domes.
Cool. I imagine there was no electricity, so was it really dark inside? Were you underground?
No, it's up on the hill, so it's outside. And actually, there's amazing, amazing graffiti inside there, too. I guess this is a popular hangout spot for a lot of teenagers. The view is great as well, because you can see the whole city. Like I said, Berlin's flat, so if you get a little bit elevated, you can see, yeah, the whole city out there. It's really great.
And do you remember how you heard about this place?
This was just my friend that was living there. She recommended that we go, and it took us maybe an hour and a half to bike out there. It's just a really beautiful day, and we biked through the German forest, and yeah, it was nice.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer y contestar el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Tell us where your story takes place.
Sure. Well, this story begins in Germany when I was traveling through Europe in, I think it was 2010, a couple years ago.
Okay, cool. And where were you in Germany?
I was in Berlin. I had the chance to be in Berlin for a week. I was traveling with my girlfriend. And we were actually visiting our friend, who's a Canadian, but was studying in Berlin at the time, going to art college.
Okay, cool. So what did you get up to when you were there? What makes this memorable?
Well, I did a lot of really cool things in Germany and had a great time. But the thing that I remember the most is a biking trip that I took. And we actually rented bikes and we went and visited this mountain called Teufelsberg, and I'm probably saying this wrong, but yeah, that's what I remember it being called, Teufelsberg.
Okay, I've never heard of this place. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Sure, and when I say it's a mountain, it's more like a hill, but Berlin is very flat, so it does stick out a little bit. But it's an interesting place because it's actually a man-made mountain. It's not natural. And I guess after World War II, there was a lot of debris all over the place in Berlin. And so these little man-made mountains started appearing just as people were piling up the debris. Underneath this particular hill, Teufelsberg, is actually an old Nazi college that after the war they tried to blow up but were unable to. So buried underneath this hill is a really old college, which is kind of weird.
Pretty crazy. I've never, ever heard of this place.
Right. So what makes this hill unique is during the Cold War, the Americans built a communication station on top of this hill so they could look down into East Berlin and check out what was going on down there. They could listen in. And after the Cold War was finished, this spy station was abandoned. And now there's this old American spy station that's left standing on this hill. So we biked out there on a very beautiful day and climbed up the hill and checked out this old abandoned American base, and it was really cool.
So were you able to go inside?
Yeah, it's actually, I don't think you're allowed to go inside, so I apologize to the German government if you're listening, but I went inside and it was really neat. We'll have to put a picture up for the listeners so they can check it out. But there's these big domes that are a part of the building, and when you get inside, the acoustics are very different, and you can hear a lot of sounds echoing around, and there's actually some people in there playing guitar, which sounded really, really cool. And yeah, I'm also a music guy, so I was really into the sound that was present in these domes.
Cool. I imagine there was no electricity, so was it really dark inside? Were you underground?
No, it's like it's up on the hill, so it's outside. And actually, there's amazing, amazing graffiti inside there, too. I guess this is a popular hangout spot for a lot of teenagers. The view is great as well, because you can see the whole city. Like I said, Berlin's flat, so if you get a little bit elevated, you can see, yeah, the whole city out there. It's really great.
And do you remember how you heard about this place?
This was just my friend that was living there. She recommended that we go, and it took us maybe an hour and a half to bike out there. It's just a really beautiful day, and we biked through the German forest, and yeah, it was nice.
Dispone de un minuto para releer el cuestionario y completar la tarea. Fin de la segunda tarea.